A Meditation on John Constable. Painting is a science and should be pursued as an inquiry into the laws of nature. Why then may not landscape painting be considered as a branch of natural philosophy, of which pictures are but the experiments? John Constable, The History of Landscape Painting. He replied to his own question, and with the unmannered exactness of art, enriched his premises by confirming his practice, the labour of observation in face of meteorological fact. Clouds, followed by others, temper the sun in passing over and off it. Massed darks, blotting it back, scattered and mellowed shafts break damply out of them until the source unmasks, floods its retreating bank with raw fire. One perceives, though scarcely, the remnant clouds trailing across it in rags and thinned to a gauze. But the next will damn it. They loom past and narrow its blaze. It shrinks to a crescent, crushed out, a still-lengthening ooze as the mass thickens, though cannot exclude its silvered yellow. The eclipse is sudden, seen first on the darkening grass, then complete in a covered sky. Facts, and what are they? He admired accidents because governed by laws, representing them, since the illusion was not his end, as governed by feeling. The end is our approval, freely accorded, the illusion persuading us that it exists as a human image. Caught by a wavering sun or under a wind which, moistening among the outlines of banked foliage, prepares to dissolve them, it must grow constant. Though there, ruffling and parted, the disturbed trees let through the distance like white fog into their broken ranks. It must persuade, and with a constancy not to be swept back to reveal what it half conceals. Art is itself, once we accept it. The day veers, he would have judged exactly in such a light, that strides down over the quick stains of cloud shadows, expunged now by its conflagration of colour. A descriptive painter, if delight describes, which wrings from the brush the errors of a mind so tempered it can forego all pathos. For what he saw discovered what he was, and the hand, unswayed by the dictation of a single sense, bodied the accurate and total knowledge in a calligraphy of present pleasure. Art is complete when it is human. It is human once the looped pigments, the pinheads of light, securing space under their deft restrictions, convince, as the index of a possible passion, as the adequate gauge both of the passion and its object. The artist lies for the improvement of truth. Believe him.